Shakes Pals, and happy Thanksgiving to our American listeners. I am recording from a super secret, undisclosed location. It's my parents' house. I'm here for the holiday. And so things might sound a little different today because right now I'm in my parents' closet and I don't have internet or any of my recording tools. So we're going to give this the best shot we've got. If it ends up uploading for tomorrow morning, then I'm going to be so stoked. If it doesn't, we'll see what happens. But this episode is going to be really fun because a lot of folks on TikTok and Instagram, I asked for suggestions of their favorite part of Thanksgiving and which Shakespeare character should not be charged with that task. And I got some really clever answers, really, really fun stuff. So I am going to, of course, prove why they're all wrong. And those people should be in charge of their tasks. And I loved getting the engagement on TikTok with all of the comments and on Instagram. It's so fun to see how y'all's brains work. So I'm really excited for this. I hope to do it justice as we build our very best Shakespeare Thanksgiving. And because I don't have the intro music, just pretend there's chatter, chatter, chatter in the background. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, I feel like there should be a yeah there if there's not actually going to be music. Well, I'm sorry about that and so excited to get started. So let's get into it. Remy the Visitant brought up drinks on TikTok. So Romeo and Juliet should not be in charge of drinks. And the specific drink that they mentioned is called Love in a Cup, which I looked up and it's just like a rum-based cocktail, which sounds amazing. I feel like if that's the kind of thing Romeo and Juliet would make, then they should definitely be in charge of cocktails. But the reason Remy said they should not be is because, watch out, it's probably poison. Now, have you considered that sometimes what a party needs to stay exciting is a little bit of mystery? Now, Romeo and Juliet, if they're going to a Thanksgiving party, they don't have access to an apothecary. They don't have access to the friar's sleeping draughts. The things that they're bringing to the table are probably going to be relatively harmless in terms of like long-term impact. But the concoctions they would whip up with their clever little minds, these kids are so ready to just try things. They're going to be in charge of that party punch and people are going to get lit. These are kids who have never really been like outside their houses in as long as they've existed. Like Romeo more so, but Juliet, she's never been outside the house. So if they're together going to a Thanksgiving party, they are going to come up with like, they're going to do, you know, like trash can punch. They're just going to be taking bottles. They're going to be, there's a bartender on TikTok. I think he's called the Tipsy Bartender and he makes like bathtubs full of cocktails. That's who Romeo and Juliet are going to be. And the drinks set the tone. So the tone of this party is going to be so fun and so good. All right. Now, Project Shakespeare Workshop on Instagram said that the blessing should not be done by Malvolio because he's going to make it all about himself. And, you know, it's hard to argue with that. But have you considered that sometimes the blessing or the speech that's at the start of dinner isn't really about the group? It's about the person making it, because typically the person in charge of the blessing or of the opening speech or the let's all go around and say what we're thankful for, that person is usually the host or usually the person whose house everyone is in. So they kind of deserve this moment to stand up and acknowledge everyone and thank them for coming and just set again a
vibe for the rest of dinner and how that's going to go. And if that vibe is all about how wonderful Malvolio is, I kind of think actually Malvolio is going to be, instead of really making it all about himself, he's going to make it all about the rules. So he's going to be like, okay, you all can only have one slice of pie and then you have to pass it left. And you cannot use the scoop spoon for the mashed potatoes that you've used in the macaroni and cheese because that will, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm gonna be honest here. If we're at a party where Romeo and Juliet are making bathtub punch, I think that we're gonna need some ground rules set. All of the people that are on this list that are part of this party need some reining in. They need some rules. So they'll probably be sitting there. Falstaff and Puck and Bottom are going to be like laughing about Malvolio. They're going to be making fun of him while the speech goes, which, again, let's be honest, who among us hasn't? And that kind of entertainment is rare and should be valued. So I'm going to let Malvolio do this speech. All right, M Does Things on TikTok said that the witches should not be in charge of the soup. And have you considered that they are so good at making soup? In that cauldron, the things that they put in get exactly the desired outcome, right? They say, okay, let's add a little wool of bat and we're going to get the perfect prophecies for Macbeth. Let's add a little Eye of Newt. And then all of a sudden, a baby is rising out of the cauldron and spirits are calling. It works. They're double toilet. It works. They get exactly what they want. And so if their goal was not prophecy, their goal was, ooh, yum, yum, what a good soup, they're going to get that too. Like they are good cooks. They know balance. They know that, you know, you add enough ingredients to make it sing, but not too many that it muddies up the flavor. I actually think that the witches would be really good at making soup. Okay. So the turkey, this is from Sid. Sid thinks that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern should not be in charge of the turkey because they might blow it up. And Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are definitely frying this turkey. They have goggles on. They are outside. They are ready to watch this go. Now, have you considered that turkey sucks and nobody likes it? So it kind of doesn't matter if the turkey doesn't come out, okay? This would be a show. Again, Malvolio has done this very, very serious rules dialogue. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are drunk off the punch. They are ready to go. They are ready to see things on fire. And boy, does it. But like, there are enough responsible adults. See, Malvolio. Malvolio might be the only responsible. Oh, no. Rosalind is there too. Kate. Lady M. There are enough responsible adults there that they would be able to put out the fire and then they would just call that turkey a wash. So if turkey is your goal, like if you love turkey, yeah, maybe Rosencrantz and Guildenstern aren't the best choice for this. But if you're like the other 99.9% of the population and think turkey is weird and gross, I think it's fine. Give us a show, baby. All right. Now, kind of piggybacking off of that, a swan named Emily said that Mercutio should not be in charge of any side dish because he is a main course baby. And that is true. But again, have you considered the main course, quote unquote, for Thanksgiving is the turkey and it's trash. There's no way that Mercutio would let himself be a turkey. If he's going to be a main dish, which he is, he is going to be something that sings. He's going to be a whole ass honey ham. He is going to be a lasagna. He has layers. He is going to be anything other than a turkey. So I think that Mercutio is a perfect side dish. He's definitely mac and cheese or like hot butter rolls. You can tell what I'm excited for tomorrow. Yeah, I think he's the mac and cheese because it is by far and away the best side dish at any meal. And it still has enough main course energy to give Mercutio the attention he deserves and the little bit of flair. So then we're going to get a couple more side dishes in here. Linzoid Prime says that the stovetop stuffing should not be handled by Duke Orsino because he is going to overcomplicate it. And yeah, he's definitely going to overcomplicate it. Like, listen, you just tear open the top of that box, you put in your sausage, you sprinkle a little Bell's seasoning on there, and you've got yourself a perfect side dish. Orsino is going to make it a little flairier. He's going to try to impress some folks at this dinner. And while stuffing doesn't need all of that, I think that the reason we're afraid of overcomplicating stuffing is because we're so used to what we've had for so long. And I challenge you to get a little creative, to get a little whimsical with your stovetop stuffing. What if you threw some apple in there? Don't if you're coming to my house because it'll kill me. But like, just in general, for normal people's houses, throw a little, like, I don't know, pineapple. My mom used to make this dish that was ham, like deli sliced ham and stuffing rolled up, and then pineapple and cinnamon, crushed pineapple and cinnamon on top. And then she would bake it a little bit. And now I'm allergic to pineapple, so like, I can't eat that either. Don't bring that to my house anymore. But it was so good. And there's such like a nostalgia there. I would be interested to try it again as an adult, even though I can't, because like, it sounds crazy, right? It sounds absolutely bonkers, but it was so good. And I think that's the kind of thing that Orsino would do. And everyone would be like, look at Orsino. Why is there a can of crushed pineapple coming out? But it would turn out and everyone would be like, oh no, it's good. Oh no. So I'm going to let him overcomplicate. I'm going to let him overcomplicate my stuffing. Okay. A very specific suggestion from Shan on TikTok. We've got scalloped potatoes being handled by Nick Bottom because they would somehow be raw and burnt at the same time. Potatoes are hard to cook, and scalloped potatoes are hard to keep an eye on. They do have a tendency to stay raw in the middle while they're like a little crispy on the edges. But let me tell you this. That's something for everyone, my babes. Some people like raw potatoes. Some people like crispier potatoes. You can have both if you just put Nick Bottom in charge. Just because like he didn't intend for it to be that way doesn't mean it's not a perfect solution. You know that Puck is going for those crispy, crispy bits. And you know that weird, weird Orlando is like, oh, I prefer my potatoes to have like a little more crunch to them because it can, you know, it has more of the nutrients that are in the original potatoes. So like everyone's happy. Everyone's happy here. I love that. Bottom, you can burn and raw these potatoes all you want. Okay. Green bean casserole. This is from Craig on TikTok as well. And Craig thinks that Puck should not be in charge of the green bean casserole because he would start to make it and then he would do a ooh, shiny, and walk away and it would be left in the oven to burn. Now, as someone who grew up in Minnesota, the land of the casserole, I do have to wonder why we're still holding on to things like this. Like I was talking about with the stuffing. Green bean casserole, is it good? Like, I'm asking this as an honest question. I can't eat green beans. And I certainly will not eat the little Funyuns that you put on top of them, also because I can't, but also because they look weird. Is it good? Anything with a cream of fill-in-the-blank soup in it, I don't trust. And I also think that both canned green beans and Funyuns and cream of fill-in-the-blank soup could all survive till the end of the nuclear time. So even if Puck forgot about the green bean casserole, left it in the oven till the end of the world, it would come out and everyone would be like, oh, it's a little cooked, but still edible. None of those ingredients are going bad. Also, if I don't actually know what's in green bean casserole and I just made that up, you can feel free to correct me also. Or tell me if it's good. If it is, maybe I can't try it, but I'll take your word for it, at least. All right. 10K Shakespeare said that Fluellen should not be trusted with any vegetable. And have you considered, 10K Shakespeare, that trust is something that you don't really need to deal with vegetables? You can just eat them raw. If you can mock a leek, you can eat a leek. And you just stand there and chomp on it. It's like a veggie. It's a veggie tray. It's a veggie tray. It's just a veggie tray, right? Like, you put a crudité. I should have put this up at the top of the meal, like the appetizer section. Also, can you tell I'm like talking myself into these as I go? I think that this would be some like carrot sticks and dip, some creative spin on that to start things off with apps, because he's going to be so adamant that you all try it. He's going to stand there and like put the veggie tray in your face and you're going to be like, no, thank you. And he's just going to stare you down. And then like, you're welcome. You've eaten a vegetable tonight. Nothing else on here has vegetables. So I guess the green beans kind of count. But you need some of that. Soak up the punch, you know, do a little like light work for your body to give it a break from the heavy, heavy carb based options that are filling the rest of the day. We've got like 6 pies coming up. So you should eat your vegetables. You should take that veggie tray. Thank you, Fluellen. You're taking care of us all. Okay. On to desserts. So we have a lot of pie here. And thank you everyone for not going Titus with this. Mostly because I asked you not to, but also because it's the easy way to go. So we're starting with pumpkin pie. And this is charged to Romeo. Not only is he in charge of the drinks with Juliet, but he is also baking a pumpkin pie. And this is from Addie. And Addie thinks that Romeo will have a total meltdown and will end up with pumpkin soup in the crust of the pie. Have you had pumpkin soup, Addie? Because it is dang good. And I love a good pumpkin pie. But the complaint I often have with pumpkin pie is it's a little too crispy. Like, it's a little too baked. You want that pumpkin pie to stay a little wiggly. A little loose, you know, a little more soup-like, if you will. So if we have little cups of little pie crust cups, and then you've got like wiggly pumpkin pie filling soup in those, I think the implication here is that the soup is from Romeo's tears. But we wouldn't know that. It would just be like a little salty sweet kind of deal. And I think that sounds delicious. All right, an apple tart. This is a very clever comment by Daily Shakespeare. And Daily Shakespeare thinks that Petruchio and Kate would show up late with that apple tart. And have you considered that showing up late with an apple tart is probably better than showing up on time without? Apple tarts are the goat, the boss of desserts. I can't even eat them, and I know that they're better than everything anyone else. And you don't even have to make enough. You know they're going to come late, so you don't have to make enough of the other food. They're just going to come in, bring this absolutely perfect dessert, probably yell a little bit, more entertainment, and then go home. Another pie suggestion was from C.D. Casey, and this is really funny. So Chris said that Rosalind would hang all of the parts of the recipe on trees, and then Orlando would not be quick enough to like figure it out and get the recipe put together in time. Games, my dude, this is all it's a scavenger hunt. You got to work off that turkey. You got to work off that stuffing. You've got to get on your feet, walk around the backyard a little bit, just make it a scavenger hunt and make it a game. It's like a build your own pie. This would be so fun. It's like an escape room, but at the end of it, instead of escaping, you get pie. I'm into it. Our final pie goes to Falstaff, and this is from Sky Shi on TikTok. And Sky thinks that Falstaff would fall asleep drunk while he was baking and turn into the Marie Callender meme. So there are already three other pies here. I think we can sacrifice one for the sake of living on the internet as infamously as that Marie Callender pie meme. I don't have any excuse. Falstaff is definitely going to like pour some whiskey or rum into the pie, which would be really, really good. It's like a cherry pie or something. And he's like not quite baking the alcohol off. So everyone got really sleepy after dinner because they stopped drinking the bathtub punch. And then we need a little pick me up, little pep in our pie. And Falstaff is more than happy to provide that. And everyone's going to need a little kick at this point because we are ready for some games. So RJ Leveroni on Instagram said that any of the fairies, so any of the, I guess, Midsummer fairies or maybe Ariel from Tempest shouldn't be allowed to play LCR, which I learned today is left, center, right, which sounds like a really fun little like poker type dice game. You just move poker chips, you roll your dice, and if it says like however many L's you have, you pass that many chips to the left. However many R's, you pass those to the right. Center, you pass them to the middle. If there's a dot, you get to keep that. And you just kind of keep the game going until you are the only one with chips. And that is so fun. It's such a fun game. And I guess to the like cheating thing, which of us don't have a family member who definitely cheats at games and they have to win? And it's not fun if they don't win. So like, you're not really there to win. You're kind of along for the ride. You're happy to just play the game. You know that mustard seed over there is like manipulating their die to come up with a dot every single time. And like, they're short, fun rounds. Nobody really has to pay attention, but you're all there for the spirit of the season and family. Last one we have. Edward Carney on TikTok said that it's not their favorite part of the night, but washing dishes certainly should not be left to Lady Macbeth. Have you considered, Edward, that nobody wants to wash dishes? And if you've got one person obsessed with getting things clean, you let that lady clean. You let her scrub those dishes until there is no spot left. You let her rub those dishes till she breaks them in the sink. Who cares? You're all rich. You're Shakespeare characters. Most of these characters are so rich. A lot of them are royalty. They can buy new dishes. Just throw them out. She's in there. She's scrubbing. She's wearing through the china. It's fine. Just let her go. Let her do her thing. You do not want her playing LCR anyway, because she is going to get so mad. That's the thing. You've got like that one family member that cheats and everyone's kind of like, oh, we're having fun. It's a game. It's whatever. And then you have another one who's like, excuse me, does nobody care that they're cheating? I was supposed to win that round. Like, this is not fair. So to have Lady Macbeth doing the dishes while everyone else is hanging out playing LCR would be like a really good, fun balance for the vibe of the night. And that's it, y'all. This was so silly and so fun. And I am so appreciative of you all for joining in and adding your thoughts to the comments. This was a great style of episode for me to get to do. So if you liked it and you enjoyed it and you want to see more, just let me know. You know where to find me. I'm not going to sing the outro. I think you're going to know how that goes based on how the intro went. So I'll just see y'all next week. Bye.